Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Donnie's on his way to host the Landon Roberts Show at Minio's Pizza House in Allison Park. He will join us tomorrow night at Mike's Beer Bar for our annual karaoke party. Show will broadcast there from 2 to 6, then the karaoke begins at 7 and goes until the place closes. And Pat Fryermuth is on the guest list that was sent out.
We're doing karaoke all the way till close.
If you want. If you want. It's not required.
You can sing if you want to.
You can leave your friends behind.
And if they don't sing, then they don't sing, then you... I don't know.
Charlie, you have the debrief because Donnie is in transit right now.
You would be correct. Dan Campbell, the head coach of the Detroit Lions, went on our sister station in Detroit. I believe it's 97.1 The Ticket.
Yep.
It is.
And they lost their... second game of the year that snapped their 11-game losing streak. And this
winning
was,
streak.
I'm sorry, winning streak, correct. I'm used to the Lions normally losing
that many games.
It's a long clip, but this is what he had to say when asked about the 11-game winning streak being snapped.
And look, I don't, you know what happens is, you know, you win 11 in a row, you know, and you lose, and then the sky falls. And I hate to say it, but we're not going to be able to win 11 in a row again for the rest of this season. We're just not going to be able to do it. And, you know, what happens is you get used to eating filet, and I'm talking to all of us, and well, everything's good. Life's good, you know, and but you forgot what it was like when you had nothing and you ate your molded bread, you know, and it was just fine, and it gave you everything you needed. And sometimes you got to get punched in the mouth and remember what it used to be like to really appreciate where you are, and we'll do that. And so we got a bad taste in our mouth. We got kicked around the other day. We lost a few guys. And you know what? It's exactly what we needed. This is exactly what we needed. So we're going to bounce back. We're going to respond. We got guys that are about to have an unbelievable opportunity here. And we will play the game any way needed to win. We still got a good offense. We got plenty of defensive players. I can go rattle them off right now. We're going to put the best 11 on the field. We're going to freaking cut it loose. We're going to play with our special teams. And I don't give a crap if we got to win by 1 point for the rest of the year. That's what we're going to do. And I'm going to be happy about it. We come out of the game with 50 yards of total offense and we win by one, you're going to see smiles on my face, I promise you. All right? If it's the other way defensively, we give up 700 yards and we win by 1 point, you're going to see a smile from my ear to ear. All right? I can promise you. So we're going to find a way and we're going to get it done.
I'm back in on the guy, but I will say he had it happen in the NFC Championship game last year. I think people who disagreed with some of his decision-making in-game, willing to cut him some slack because he did get the Lions to the NFC Championship game, which is a huge achievement in and of itself. If it happens again, I think all of this bravado and we always go for it on fourth down and we always roll the dice, the Riverboat Ron stuff like Ron Rivera used to do. Didn't talk like that, though.
Well, except Ron Rivera was Riverboat Ron, but he was like the most risk-averse coach in the entire NFL. It was like an ironic nickname.
Oh, so they said that just to make fun of
him? No, they actually felt like he was a real riverboat gambler, but it showed how conservative coaches were.
All I'm saying is that a lot of the people that have loved Dan Campbell's balls are bitching about the fact that he did an onside kick.
I had no problem with that.
With 12 minutes left, down 10.
I had no problem with that. Because, now granted, it didn't work out the way I'm sure he would have intended it to. They scored on the first play after Hollins ran it back to the 5.
Yep.
The thought there is, best case scenario, you recover the onside kick, not likely. Next case scenario, Buffalo gets the ball, you manage to maybe stop them on 3 downs, they kick a field goal, they're still only up 2 scores on you. You get the ball back much quicker than if they got the ball at their 30 and actually executed a drive. I can at least squint and see kind of the psychologic there. He's coaching to the game that he had in front of him, which is, my defense cannot stop Josh Allen. He is basically the Terminator. I've got to try to find little ways to get more in the margins here. I got no issue with it.
The Lions just announced roster moves, adding on to this. Carlton Davis, Khalil Dorsey, and Aleem McNeil all on the defensive side.
Two of those guys are starters, so they're down, I think,
they're down
16 guys
all on
defense.
All on injured reserve.
Yeah.
They've lost. We were all talking about, like, T.J. Watt, who would even be the guy who would step up and, like Joe was at the end of his show, win the defensive player of the year if Watt, like, didn't play really for the last couple weeks.
Oh, that's easy.
Hutchinson, though, would have won it in a walk had he not gotten hurt.
Sertan in Denver would win it if something happened to
TJ. I think he then said, he tried to say that somebody in Denver would win it, and I think he said Nick Bonitto, but he said like
Nick Bonino.
No, he didn't say Bonino. Oh no, he called him Betonio, like Joel Betonio. Ah yes, linebacker Nick Betonio. I'm bummed about the Lions.
You love Dan Campbell.
Well, I do because
that's
I think him being so aggressive though.
Better coach than Tomlin?
Yes, right now. Absolutely he is.
Absolutely.
His team buys into the aggressiveness, so I think when he's hyper-aggressive to a fault in most people's eyes, his team, that's how they expect to play, and I think it makes it more defensible. I also am just bummed, because here's the real truth. The team that usually wins the Super Bowl is a lot of things, but healthiest in the NFL is usually close to the top of the list. I think they are the best team in the league when they are healthy. They are so unbelievably beat up on one side of the ball, and it is having such an obvious impact on them that I'm just bummed that they're almost certainly not going to win.
It. They just need the games at home, just like Philly needed the games at home in 2017.
They need them at home so that they can try to win 45-42 shootouts.
Well, they can't. With Goff's little tiny picket hands, he can't go to Philadelphia in January.
He was up big on San Francisco outdoors.
Yeah, that was good weather that day, though, Mulls.
Their last 3 games of the year, at Chicago, at San Francisco, at home against Minnesota.
They got to win out, I think.
They could lose all 3.
They got to win out to
get
that
number 1
seed.
They could even lose to the Bears, who haven't won in like 10 weeks. Because for whatever reason, the Bears always play them very well. Last year, they could have beat them twice.
If they clinch the number 1 seed with all of these,
should have beat them on Thanksgiving.
Is Dan Campbell the unquestioned coach of the year?
No, I still think it's Sean Payton followed by Kevin O'Connell, and then I would have Campbell 3rd. And I would have Andy Reid 4, and then I would have maybe Tomlin 5.
I can't remember a Steelers season where even close to this many people, specifically on one side of the ball, would have been injured. Like, I'm talking significant players.
I mean, by
the
end of the season where they lost to Tebow, the defense was a mash unit, but it wasn't anything like this.
The names of dudes that are actually on IR there is just bonkers. Like, Hutchinson's the headliner, but these are pretty much all useful players to them.
Yeah.
I mean, it's insane.
Well, Charlie, did you see the player that they picked up today to play defense?
From the Jaguars practice squad, right? That guy?
Bill McPeak. Do you think he's going to do well for them?
I have never heard of that man in my entire life.
That's because he played for the 1954 Steelers.
I kind of knew that you were walking into a trap there.
I love trying to set people up. Oh, yeah, I know that guy. It's a good pick.
Do you think it amuses
everyone
else? I'm going to
know somebody from the 54 Steelers.
No, I didn't expect you to know someone from the 54 Steelers. I thought I could just throw a random name out there and you would just want to sound like you know football and be like, oh yeah, that guy will help.
I have no problem admitting when I don't
know something. I like that about you. I've occasionally dodged when somebody's tried to do that to me. I have occasionally managed to like sense it happening. Do you know the name of the first Steelers draft pick ever, Charlie?
I have no clue. I'm not even going to try to guess.
Bill Shakespeare.
Really?
A man named Bill Shakespeare from Notre Dame.
Charlie, thanks for a football debrief.
Also, David Montgomery. Torn MCL.
Done.
Done for the year.
So it's not Sonic and Knuckles anymore.
Well,
it's just
apparently
Knuckles.
That injury is like, according to David Chow at least, because he's having surgery for it, it's worse than a torn MCL because usually that would apparently be a non-surgical injury, so there's got to be some other crap happening in there.
Jake is on the fan. Hello, Jake. Jake?
Hey, just a few things.
Sure.
First off, if Tomlin did what Campbell did, you guys would throw a fit.
I didn't like what he did. I mean, you got to take that up with Chris. I mean, if Tomlin did that in a game, Mulsey would flip out. Go right ahead. But I didn't like that call by Campbell.
No, yeah. I've defended Tomlin a lot more than most people on this station. I would have been fine with it because I could see the way the game was going. He wasn't going to get the ball back just stopping Josh Allen normally. He needed to take a wild risk.
Well, regardless, I mean, you can say that. But and if Pickens is out, Fields has to be – him being healthy makes up for so much on the offense because it gives a second component that we can go to.
What makes you confident that they would actually use him as a second component?
I'm not saying they would. I'm just hopeful.
Oh, okay. I mean – I don't disagree with you on that, but my concern is that there's not, well, is it even a concern at this point? I'm just trying to collect my thoughts here.
Your belief is that they would not use him the way that the caller.
I mean, Jake probably had a good answer there. Like, they have to. You said outside the box things in that Bills Lions game. If you're down this many defensive starters, no T.J. Watt, no Pickens, you've got to come up with, I think,
creativity in
something,
your game plan.
You can't just fall back on it. Steelers, Ravens, it's going to be close. We always beat them.
If Fields is healthy, that would be my move here.
Me too.
Just integrate him a little bit more.
But still, I would rather have, if I'm ranking guys, I'd rather get my defensive players healthy and just try to win a slog.
Well, yes, you've proven you can win slogs against them. I mean, you've proven that you can take this otherwise ridiculously explosive team and that you've got some secret sauce that grounds them.
I don't know. I feel like the point of that call at the beginning was to like say,
me.
Well, no, not just that. Like to say that you guys are unfair to Tomlin. I've been the exact opposite today. People think I'm being way too fair.
Today the exception that proves the rule, though?
What?
That you usually are unfair, but you can point to today?
I don't know. Like, give me something other than you always point to the fact that I wanted him traded.
No, come on. I don't point to that as like a serious thing. I laugh about that.
But where have I been? The things that you might throw back at me and say, man, you're being really hard on this guy, you've been the Pied Piper of today. The 7 years without a playoff win.
Come around to your side on him a lot more. I think that like the main thing, if I were ever going to make an argument as to stuff he got unfairly tarred for here, it was that he took all of the blame during the Killer Bee years and no one ever looked at like the dysfunction that the quarterback would sow.